We haven't role played in a while.
All right, acting.
Think about the insanity of that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Say you go back 30, 40 years. Let's just say hypothetically in the NBA.
Yeah.
So the contracts are shorter, and they're not guaranteed. Okay? You think those guys are more competitive than the players nowadays? I do.
See, you're making a broad generalization.
You're right. It is a generalization. And
you know what? I'll give that past era, they were more competitive.
I believe that because the lifestyle for these pro athletes is so incredible and so off the charts and so different than it used to be, that the most important thing for a lot of athletes now is to maintain the lifestyle. That's the most important thing.
But isn't that isn't that what a nine to fiver strives for? Work for a lifestyle to take care of their family. So isn't that a human across the board process of anybody with any type of job?
The biggest stress I believe in any person's life is probably money.
Wow.
And
I agree.
If you don't have any stress over money, then
but why is Curry so good? Why is LeBron so good?
Well,
we could keep going.
No, we can't keep going. We can't.
Draymond.
He doesn't care as much as he did 10 years ago. He doesn't. But that's the other. There's always going to be outliers. And that's what I've always said. When Bird and Magic came into the league, they had one goal: to be the best player in the league.
Right.
To win titles. It wasn't to get into the NBA lifestyle, because the money wasn't like it is now. Now it's like an exclusive club that you all want to, that you all want to be a part of. And so that's the priority for a lot of players. The lifestyle. If we get a ring, that's great. But don't ask me to have a wife and some kids and a family and ever not think the lifestyle's the most important thing. Because I think it is.
But Steiny, no, go ahead.
Filmo Mike.
Mike. Help us out,
what's
baby.
What's up, Filmo?
Hey, great topic. So some players are different. So like Steiny brought up Curry, and he wouldn't do certain things for attention. But like LeBron, right? I think he does kind of like stress off the roster and the makeup and the look of it, right? But that's just LeBron. But with that being said, they both care about their legacy,
yes,
their future, their team winning, and they care. It kind of comes down to like being a real professional. And you have some players. I used to say this about Eddie Curry. Like, it seems like you got the talent to get in the league, but you just sit on it. You in the off season, like you just trying to think of what tattoo you gonna get next. Instead of like working on your game, you feel me? So I said this in the past. I'm not trying to hate on the players, and I wish I could play that game and make that type of money. But they get a little. They're getting a little. Like the normal players is getting the good money,
right?
And it's like once you get to that point, you feel like you made it. And then if you did sales guru, you feel like the best salespeople. You never made it.
Wow.
You never stopped working. You never feel like this quote. If the quarter's not over, I can still improve. You don't rest. You might have hit 150%, but the ones that go crazy, they keep going. They don't stop. And so Curry and LeBron and other players are like, even Al Horford to a lesser extent, he cares about the game. He improves upon himself. Now, Wiggins.
That's
like
funny.
Andrew Wiggins, is he really improving? Is Draymond Green, is he really trying to improve his game? Or are you just comfortable with the lifestyle because you feel like you made it? Too many players in the league feel like they made it, and that's what dumbed down the product. They are a little bit more skilled, but they don't love the game more. Remember that? Yeah. I love this game.
Hey, Mike, before you go.
They love the
Mike, before you go, and I don't want to speak for Steiny, There's this old adage in the streets and on rap records, don't hate the player, hate the game. Steiny's right. The money's astronomical. But aren't we making a broad generalization saying, and old athletes are mad in all sports and bitter at the money these new athletes are getting, but isn't it scary to say, because they're getting paid and they got that lifestyle Steiny talks about, they don't care? Like, I'm not saying those guys don't exist, but we need to be really careful on saying it because Steph and LeBron, and I'm going to throw Brunson in, nameless guys that don't have that talent, Steiny, we can't just say because the bread is where it's at that they don't care as much as the dudes in the past. That's all my point is, Mike.
Well, I think they got an assurance. They get assurance.
Exactly.
What a word, man.
What money brings you is assurance. It brings you a self of calm. And so
exactly.
Once you get that, they're not trying to win a championship. They just want that self assurance that, okay, good, my family's straight. Man, all right, cool. I'm here.
Wow.
I'm in the club. I'm in the club.
And you know what? I forget.
Insurance.
Thanks, Phil.
Wow, Mike. That was a good one, Steiny.
I mean, let me tell you what was better than an NBA championship for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jaden Williams, and Chet Holmgren.
The extension.
What happened after that? It's what happened after that.
But isn't that naturally built in everybody's contract? Like that day was coming if they wanted or not.
Exactly.
And I'm going, Dr. Darryl, to Mike's point and your point, Steiny. Okay, so I have no pressure for the money. But what if that makes me put my foot on the pedal more to be better
at
my craft?
Why would it? Like, here's and forgive me for using a name, but it's too bad. I'm looking at John Morant.
Now, well,
he's 25 years old. When he was 22, he made $34 million.
Gotcha.
Last year, he made 37. Next year, he's making 40. Then 44, then 45. Do you realize? Here's all I'm saying. He could care more than any other player
in the West.
In the league.
Yeah, remember that.
But can you understand how somebody like that may lose a little motivation?
Totally.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, I got
And that's
quiet.
Where I'm saying, you know, Ja Morant, they lost in this first or second round. Oh, boy, he's getting into the lap. No, he's not. He's going home, and he's having his off season like he's always having his off season. And when training camp starts, he'll come into training camp and he'll try. He'll try his best, but
he tried to throw
only one
away.
Out of 30 teams can win it all.
And maybe that's why he did what he did. I know we're not going down this road with the guns, being that if it ended tomorrow, I'm good financially. Those were some hellified numbers. Wow.
But, I mean, I could use, like, even Paolo Banchero right now. Okay, he just got the maximum salary.
All right.
Like, I'm sorry. It's a joke when somebody says, wow, now there's really pressure on him. No, there's not. Now there's no pressure on him. There's none. He now has the lifestyle. And then people say this.
See,
here's what
I
believe. People say this. Well, if he doesn't win, boy, he's going to get criticized. He doesn't hear it. He's not in your bubble.
He's on social media, Steiny. That's why I love what we do.
But they don't care.
You think they don't.
We're not in their league.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant cared.
Again, I think we're going to be able to find outliers.
All right.
But
so you don't disagree with
Kevin
that
Durant was the guy who was at a pickup court and didn't get it done. And instead of he waits around for an all-star team to come with four guys. And he goes, I want to play on the all-star team here in the pickup game. And they say, fine. And they win two straight titles. And he's like, this isn't even fun. It's not even fun.
Well, that's
it's
shame
a
on
joke.
Him, though, Steiny.
No,
and that's
it's
not about money. That was about you're so great. Why did you have to resort to coming somewhere? I'll just leave that there. I'll never back off that.
Well, to me, it's about, wait a minute, now I won titles and, like, I don't even feel fulfilled. So,
because you didn't lay the groundwork.
He was the best player on their team.
Well, it's easy to be the best player when you got Draymond and Steph Curry and you're in a comfort zone of and Andre Iguodala. Like,
why could you never acknowledge that Durant was bored here? Like, it wasn't challenging.
Okay, then why did you not do what you're saying he was afforded in OKC? See,
what you
were the best player there. See that thing through. You chose to run from that.
That's right.
So that's the exact opposite of what you're saying.
Then he won it, and he was like, there's nothing here.
But you don't get it. He never won it.
What do you mean?
You got on the easy train. You should have stayed there and won it. And you would have been Jordan crying on the floor in the locker room.
That's
Steiny.
What you think.
No, but you're saying it. You can't have it both ways. You were the best player on OKC. You were the reason that you choked off a 3-1 lead. But what did you do? You didn't say, let's go run it back and get better. You went to the team that beat you. Then you win and wonder why you're not fulfilled. Well, hey, little Johnny, let me tell you why you might not be fulfilled, because you took the easy way.
And he also might be unfulfilled because...
I'm listening.
He's at the top of the mountain, and it doesn't mean Jack.
It's kind of interesting, Donnie. Life since he left Golden State hadn't been that rosy.
And I don't think he cares.
That's wild, man.
I don't think, like, that's
See,
the other
I
thing.
Think he does.
I laugh on the way home sometimes. Yeah. I don't. But, like, when oh, boy, look at what's happened to Durant since he left Golden State. He must be miserable. He's not miserable.
Like,
he goes and plays basketball, which he loves to do. He tries as hard as he can. He was in Phoenix. He knew that team wasn't going anywhere. He still played as well as he could.
Yeah.
He didn't win it. Okay, now trade me somewhere where I can win it. Okay, he goes to the Rockets. He'll try the best he can. And if he wins it, he wins it. If he doesn't, doesn't matter.
Partner, I mean this. This is why, forget you and I. Sports radio and these shows, these pundits are all we have left to keep these guys making this astronomical money to care. You could trick yourself and say Kevin Durant doesn't care. He cares so much, Donnie. I don't care how long ago it was. He went and got another burner phone. He cares. We are the only entity, I'm saying we, to keep it real in regard to, hey, we can crucify you a little bit, Johnny, if you didn't win, just because you're making mega millions. And that's what I love. Steiny, these dudes care. It's social media
who
is everything.
Let's be honest. No, they don't.
Curry told us to. And again, when you excel, there's not much to. LeBron knows what's being said. That's why guys are wanting to fight Stephen A.
And this is where
the only
this is where
that keeps these players accountable, Steiny.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'm being. That's just how I look at it.
Pro athletes laugh at us.
You think so?
They laugh at us.
Then why did Kevin Durant get a burner account?
Listen, there's going to be examples of guys who don't fit. But I think Filmo Mike is right.
But
right
both
on
of you
the money.
Right. You got the. But it's not because you're getting so much money don't mean you can't.
Sasha Vucevic is making $20 million a year. Oh, yeah. He's like, I am driven by getting a ring. It's what I have. No, he's not. And I don't even know anything about it.
Yeah. But naturally, Steiny, you're right. And there's some examples. But to say that's across the board.
They are the exception, those guys.
What about Jaylen Brown? Jason Tatum?
What about him?
Do you think those guys, before they won, didn't care?
That's not the point. The point is they've done, like, it's the way they approach the game. I'm begging you not to do this.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying they don't care. I'm saying it's like a part of their life that is built in that they deal with, and I don't think they're in as much pain over losing as we think they are. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So, like, okay, of course we can use Durant or Curry. What about Wiggins? What about Andrew Wiggins?
Exhibit A on, I believe he could give a rap, but... Then you had the 2022 Anthony Wiggins, Andrew Wiggins.
And I got to steal this from the text line. He played hard for 4 months.
I'm
going
to give you two now. Edwards and Luka. You think they care?
No! Luka Doncic? Like, this is what I mean. Stop thinking Luka Doncic wakes up every single day and goes, well, if I don't win a title, I'll never be validated. The guy's been a pro since he was 13.
But now we judge him on being a male model and not what he's done on the court. He's been to an NBA Finals.
That's great.
He's been to an NBA Conference Finals without Kyrie. So, again, that's why I thought it was ludicrous that now we're body shaming a guy that's putting up numbers, but he's got a belly. Like, come on. So now if he's a male model and averages 18 points, is that better? No. But I'm asking you, do you think Luka doesn't want to win it?
Again.
I go by his actions.
Again. I'm not saying he doesn't want to win it, but he's not going to pay the price.
Well, he's in shape now.
Okay, that's great. And it's July 15th.
I love the Anthony Edwards one. I think he cares.
They all care. But stop thinking it's life and death, and it runs their life, and Anthony Edwards is hell-bent on winning a title, and it's the only thing that motivates him. That's BS.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. That's why Scheffler sound, it was real. But it's easy to say that when you've won already. But I wouldn't tell one athlete, Steiny, love the game more than your family. I'm not saying that. And it feels like you're saying I'm saying that.
No, I'm saying
you gotta still live, love. I get all that.
My point is that stop thinking these guys give an S in general when we care more than them. And of course, we're gonna find Steph Curry and guys who really want to win it. But like, this is the cosmetic crap. I don't care. You think Jimmy Butler is hell bent on winning a title, Jimmy Butler? Because I don't.
The audacity.
I don't believe Jimmy Butler lies awake at night and wakes up in the morning saying, if I don't get a ring, my career is unfulfilled.
Can I be honest?
That's why he wanted money before he came
here. Can I be honest with that? Because I don't have my answer yet. Is it more what comes out of his mouth, or is it more from what you've seen on the court? And before you answer, I got to believe it's more of what you heard come out of his mouth. Because when he's on the court, we can't say he's not busting his ass.
Of course, again, they bust their ass. They try hard. Right. They do their best. But when it doesn't come through, they are like, la-di-da, I'll catch you next year.
Technically, all you can do.
Jimmy Butler.
Come on, man.
To me, and of course I don't know. Jimmy Butler. It was about maintaining a lifestyle for Jimmy Butler for three more years. To me, that's why I think he ended up coming here. And sure, it was great to play with Curry, and they're better, and they had a run and all that kind of thing, but I believe the number one motivating factor for most professional athletes is to maintain this lifestyle that is unlike anything they could have ever imagined, even when they were growing up wanting to be a pro athlete.
And how do you do that?
How do you do what?
Maintain it.
You get your contract, and then you just...
You perform.
Then you punch the clock. You just punch the clock. Because there's too much stuff outside of your control, I think, that these guys understand. Like, Steph Curry understands, like, he's going to do everything he can to win his fifth title. But that's only a small part of an opportunity, you know, that's only a small part of him getting a fifth title.
But when he got the contract to 4 for 44, I think he works hard now as he did then when he was the 4 for 44.
He does.
That's beautiful.
Right. But my point is this, is Steph Curry is going to do what Steph Curry does. He's going to work hard. He wants to win a fifth ring, but he can't determine that by himself. He needs teammates. He needs better players around him. And what I'm saying is he knows that he will take care of himself. He will be ready to play at camp. He will be ready to go through a full season. But like, if they're 10 and 14, he'll know exactly why. And he'll go home and hug his kids and be like, yeah, we're not very good this year, Aisha. No, you're not. All right, well, I got a game tomorrow. I got to go to bed, and I'm going to try my best.
Oh.
But I'll be damned if I'm losing sleep over a team that I know can't win it.
Man. Look, A lot of good points, a lot that I don't agree with. I'm getting some support, you're getting some support, but I'll read this from the 650 because smart-ass Kenny came in here during the break, our producer today, and said this. Guru, do you lose sleep at losing Chase Center and knockout at night? It bothers me when it comes up.
Here's the other thing. Somebody like ask me if it bothers me if I have a bad show, if I think I have a bad show.
I love this. Yeah. Steiny, does it bother you when you think you had a bad show?
For about 2 minutes. For about 2 minutes.
But see,
because I got a show
lying.
Tomorrow. I've got a show to do tomorrow. I have to do a show tomorrow, and I have to be better tomorrow. So I can't do anything about this last show. I didn't have it going. I was down. I wasn't putting my words together. Yeah. Sometimes happens. But I got a show tomorrow, and that's all I'm thinking about right now. Like, that's the way I think that most pro athletes are like. Let's go to that guy. That guy's from San Francisco. What's up, that guy? How you doing, man?
Fellas, great topic. I don't call much, but I couldn't resist on this one. Goo, Steiny, I got to side with both of you, and I'll give you the reasons right now. I'll give you the reasons. Now, this young crop of kids, you know, they're in the mindset of where I just got to be good enough to keep getting paid, like Steiny was saying.
I agree.
I just got to be good enough to keep getting an interview on ESPN. Where that older group, and you can't tell me that Charles Barkley, Jerome Bettis, all these guys, why did Jerome Bettis come back one more year? Because Roethlisberger guaranteed you, hey, if you stay here, I'm going to win you a title next year, and then you can go. So if you talk to Cam Hayward, who's been doing it 15 years in the snow, he would give his last paycheck to get that one ring. You talk to Trent Williams on the Niners. This is why he does it, so he can retire and say, for one time, I'm a world champion. Where like Luka, he just needs to get that big max deal, and then he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And guys, I'm going to give a spoiler alert here. Have either one of you guys seen F1?
It's one of the greatest movies I ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hey, Goo, did you see that young cat?
Yes. Yeah,
remember?
Snowfall.
He finished in 10th place, and he was getting all GQ'd up, putting the gold rings on, and Brad Pitt, the OG, says,
"Yeah,
hey, what are you doing? What are you smiling about?" He's like, I got to go meet with the press. He's like, you came in 10th place. You got nothing to smile about. You need to get your rear end on that track. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
So Brad Pitt was the OG. He's doing it not for the paycheck. Remember, he didn't even want to touch the trophy after he won. He's like, I got to move on to the next race. Win or lose, I got a race next week. I got to go. And the kid was like, meeting the press.
Hey, you're ruining it. Hey, yeah. You're ruining the movie for me, that guy.
I got you.
I think I might see it.
Yeah. Johnny, I love it, man. It's got a Top Gun feel to it. Evan loved it. It's not Superman. Shout out Francesca. But, Steiny, it is a good movie, man. But, listen.
First of all, I let him go.
Uh-oh.
Miss me with Trent Williams.
Oh, no, but, yeah. Why do you think he's playing?
For money.
It's a Steiny, come on, man.
Straight cash, homie.
I know people call us the old fogies, but I'm not one on this one. I think you have a problem, you personally, just with this generation across the board, with the money that's out there, and you're making generalizations that they don't care. And there was some of that back in the day. But Steiny, these dudes still care. It's not their fault that they're getting all this bread.
They care less because of all the bread and the lifestyle.
Let me ask you this. Would you?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Of course. Like, well, look at, like, here's the other thing about the NBA. The NBA is all about status. What's important to the elite guys? You know what they love to see
rings
in the box score? DNP rest. You know what that means?
Whoa.
That means they have juice.
I'm mad at that.
And that's goal
I'm not
of
mad
a lot
at
of
that.
NBA players.
I'm not mad at that.
To have juice. All right,
888-957-9570
is the number. They don't care, people. Some of them do. But it's, I don't think they care as much as us, especially like right now. Hey, we continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a Warriors prize pick and a $100 gift certificate to Laughing Monk Brewing. The Warriors prize pack includes a hat, t-shirts, bobblehead, and a collectible pin. Listen at 12:30. That's the next segment to learn how you can win. Mm-hmm.
Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I get it.
Tears for fears,
I
baby.
Get it. I understand. I understand what it's like when you have a dream shattered.
What are you talking about?
I understand. Loony. When you have a dream shattered and something you thought was the way it is isn't.
Mm. Phil Mike, yeah. He forgot to mention something.
Uh-oh.
He said Blake Snell's comments a few years back when people got mad at him where he mentioned, I don't know why they would, God, family, and then his profession. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Lord comes first, your family, or it's a tie.
I'll play the short one. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about what Scottie Scheffler said a couple days ago about golf, whether it fulfills him, why he does it, what's important to him.
I love the challenge. I love being able to play this game for a living. It's one of the greatest joys of my life, but does it fill the deepest, wants and desires of my heart? Absolutely not. I mean, I love playing golf. I love being able to compete. I love living out my dreams. I love being a father. I love being able to take care of my son. I love being able to provide for my family out here playing golf. And, every day when I wake up early to go put in the work, my wife thanks me for going out and working so hard. And when I get home, I try and thank her every day for taking care of our son. That's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. This is not the be all end all. This is not the most important thing in my life. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer. That at the end of the day, that's what's more important to me. We put in so much effort. We work so hard for something that's so fleeting. I mean, it really is. Like, the feeling of winning just doesn't last that long. When I sit back at the end of the year and, I kind of try to reflect on things, like having that sense of accomplishment from winning the Masters Tournament, from winning the PGA Championship, I have a deep sense of gratitude and appreciation for it. But it's just hard to explain how it just doesn't satisfy, is how I would describe it. It's an unsatisfying venture. What I'm trying to say is, this is not the place to look for your satisfaction. This is something that's where you can have a great appreciation for and a great a great amount of thankfulness for being able to do this. And it's literally one of the most fun things that I can do in my entire life. I love being able to come out here and play golf and compete. But at the end of the day, it's just not what satisfies me.
All right. So for the 19th time, nobody's saying these guys don't care. And everything Scheffler said there, I didn't hear he didn't care. I know Scheffler cares.
Okay.
My larger point is that these guys, they put in the work, they perform, but after it's over, they can't control it. And the idea, to my way of thinking, that these guys live and die with every result, it's like they can't. They play too much. They have too many games. They have too many rounds of golf. It's like, and what Scheffler's telling you is, if he goes out and plays the Open Championship this weekend and he wins it or he loses it, guess what? He's going to be the exact same guy when he gets home an hour
later.
But
that's not everybody. That's Scotty, and I appreciate the honesty.
But I believe there are more guys like him than we realize. They do the best they can. They try as hard as they can. But if they don't get the result that they want, it's I just don't think they're in general, I just don't think they're pining and like there's this great void in their life. No, they have a lifestyle that is indescribably incredible, and I think that's probably their main priority.
Well, he mentioned what he's striving to do, and that's to be a better father and husband. So, again, Stoney, like I said, it's not I want him with a glass of a bottle of Jack and a cigarette mad. It's just he says he gives it his all. It's obvious because he's a champion. He's won multiple times. So I got no problem with it.
Let's go to Ed in Petaluma. Ed, how you doing?
Hello, guys. How you doing, guys?
Hey, hey. Doing well.
Goo, I hate to disappoint you, but I have to decide to sign.
Are you okay? You're all right.
Well, everybody's different.
A couple years ago, I had the honor of driving Gil Haskell. He was the offensive coordinator with Holmgren on two Super Bowl teams. And I asked him, what's it like to win a Super Bowl? And his exact word was lonely. Because the players all disappear right after the game.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fulfilling if you're lonely.
True, right? Thanks for the call, Ed.
Well, and that's two different things. Scheffler's compliment to the game of golf, Stoney, is his championships. And you don't get there without busting tail. And I have, again, I have no issue with a guy saying, if I play good or I play bad, I go home, I'm with my family, I know how to compartmentalize. I'm good with that, Stoney. I'm good with it.
All right, maybe this will strike a better chord.
Yeah.
Athletes deal with winning and losing so much less emotionally than fans.
Oh, Pete Franklin, fan is short for fanatic. They don't have tomorrow. A fan lives and dies. You know, the diehard ones, Donnie, it's a current reaction, immediate reaction, but athletes know, like you've been pushing, there's always tomorrow.
There is, and that's
the
other thing.
They get there faster than the fan does. That's why sports talk radio has exploded and is now a big thing and morphing on TV because, Stoney, we blew past this. I believe it's the only thing holding these dudes accountable. You are right. There are some that don't care, that don't turn on the TV, but in this era of social media, this is how we weed out the phonies.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. They care, man.
You know what the LIV Tour is, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, well, in PGA golf events – they have tournaments, and the winner makes the most money, and the second place guy gets the second most money. And the guys who miss the cut don't get money. And a lot of golfers have just joined the LIV Tour where they have guaranteed contracts. Guaranteed.
I would do that too.
And there it is.
I would do
there
that
it is.
Too.
And I might too. I don't know. So,
but why would you want to do something and take the risk of not getting the biscuit for it?
But see, what I'm saying is the mere fact that you go to live, to me, it shows you're not as competitive as the guys who didn't go.
But Stoney,
like you're proving the point.
You said it earlier. Money is not the root to all evil. That's in the Bible, but money's everything. So I need money to take care of my family.
Right.
So
you
I'm
money?
Going to the for sure as opposed to.
That's fair.
Golfing and struggling and not getting any. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Like, do you think of me differently?
Okay. Yeah, you take the easy way out. That's fine.
No, I want to get paid.
Well, okay. But then just acknowledge you don't. Okay. You went to the LIV Tour. Acknowledge you don't care as much about winning as the guys who didn't go. That's fair. Just acknowledge that. Because there are no big tournaments in LIV. They're all exhibitions. They're all just like exhibitions.
Yeah, that I didn't know.
Well, one thing you're leaving out kind of Stiney is that these guys in the PGA Tour, they have to pay for their expenses.
Sure.
So if you're like the 150th, 50th guy ranked, you got to pay for your hotel. You got to pay for the airfare. You got to do all this. And you might get cut on the first day. Mm. And then you got to go back hobbling, broker than you, richer. So with the LIV, it's like they're trying to get equal pay. It's more of like equal opportunity as opposed to, you know, trying to compete for.
And I would have a sponsor, Ken. Apco would sponsor.
I'll just stick to DeChambeau, Koepka, Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, and those guys.
Who still compete for majors.
They do, but it's not their priority anymore.
So why would they do it?
Because they want to get like a cheap win. Seriously.
Winning a major is a cheap
win? Well, first of all, it's going to be harder to win a major when you don't play competitive events. Right?
Well, DeChambeau's done it.
DeChambeau.
Koepka's done it.
Koepka's won a tournament since he's been to live?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe he won, might have been the U.S. Open last year.
Yeah.
We'll have to fact check.
All right. Yeah. Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I really like this conversation because this is something my dad and I have talked about several times. My dad's old school. You know, he played professionally. He played for the Astros back in the 70s, but he's kind of always told me about the differences between, you know, athletes in his day versus now. He's always said money has messed up sports, you know, and he doesn't agree with how much money these athletes make and how it can kind of cloud what their priorities are, what their motivation is. As far as the Scottie Scheffler thing, he's in a unique position because he has freedom of speech to talk about this stuff. That guy has won everything. So when he talks about what his motivation is, how much satisfaction it gives him, he can talk about those things. As a fan, you don't really want to hear a guy that's 25th on the tour talking about how winning isn't everything and stuff because it's like, dude, you've never done it. So I think that's a unique position that he's in to be able to speak on that stuff. But my biggest kind of eye-opening moment as a fan, Mike Trout. Mike Trout was my favorite player, you know, growing up. I'm 38 years old, but watching Mike Trout, that was like my dad and I, that was our bond because we were like, my dad's like, this guy's an old school athlete. This is a throwback. This guy could have played in the 70s. The guy gets his big contract. I felt like I cared more about him winning than he does. You know, he's dying on the Angels. He's never going to win a World Series.
Right.
But I don't think he cares.
But what about the loyalty?
He's comfortable living in Newport Coast.
What about the loyalty, not wanting to get traded?
I love that aspect of it. When he signed his contract, it was like, he's a loyal guy. He said that. I want to win with the Angels. I don't want to go play for the Yankees or Boston or some big market team. I want to win with the Angels. Now, it's like, I don't think the guy actually cares about winning. I think he's just comfortable.
Well, yeah, thanks. I think comfort's got a lot to do with it.
I'm getting hate mail because I said I'd go on the live and take the easy. Oh, Goo, you're man of the people, but I want to check. I got bills. Yes. YouTube TV.
Yeah. But just know that the LIV Tour is not as competitive as the PGA.
Well,
the,
you
know what? The 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Attorneys text line. This is, I don't know why this didn't come to me because it's the bottom line. I love what Scheffler said, and I think fans should learn something from this. Sports is entertainment. It's not competition anymore. It's entertainment.
I'm going to throw this hardball at you.
Thank you, 707. Stop, I love please. It.
Oh, it's got something to that. All the
you try as hard as you can, and when the game's over, you don't give a rat's ass.
Well, that was the Niners when they had the little Wayne party after they lost the first Super Bowl. Remember, I didn't like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
But see, you fought me Thank then you. Like you can go kick it, Goo. Remember, Goo, you can go have a good time. That bothered
That's my point.
Me.
I'm not saying I'm different. I lose the Super Bowl, I'm going to the party. Why
but
not?
But you do understand older athletes hate this generation of athlete because, and it's not their fault. It's because of the money, Steiny. Jealousy. And right. I understand it.
Right. And then but these guys are getting paid more money than them and they care less. That would be infuriating. It's time to give away that Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. Here's how it's going to work. Sometime over the next 30 minutes, before 1 o'clock, we're going to give you three clues. After that, we'll play a sounder. It's that horn blaring. You can't miss it. And at that time, you'll have to tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. Stay tuned and listen for those clues.
Let's go.
By the way, count the bucket. Koepka left for Liv in 2022. He won the PGA Championship in 2023.
Right, because it hadn't sunk in yet. The exhibition season hadn't sunk in. Cash.
Pay to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Winning ticket.
Yeah. Like I said, we're always going to be able to find exceptions. Robert in San Jose. What's up, Robert? How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call, Steiny. Yeah. I do think it's a little bit of today's athlete, but I don't want to paint all of today's athletes with that broad brush. The great ones play it because they love it. Your Steph Currys, your Michael Jordans, the money's just a part of it. I remember hearing stories of Magic Johnson not being able to get out of bed for 3 weeks after he lost that first finals in 81 to Larry Bird and the Celtics. That's the kind of passion that some of today's athletes have. But, you know, that's what separates your Tiger Woods and those athletes from everyone else, is that all-consuming drive to be the best. And not everyone has that. And no matter what part of life you're in, not everyone has that. There are some people that are just built differently. Mm. And those guys like Tiger, Steph, Michael, Muhammad Ali, there's just something that's different about them. And that's what makes them, you know, on the Mount Rushmores of their sports.
Wow. Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler ain't there.
Yep. And let me tell you something. If Magic didn't get out of bed 3 weeks, it's because he had company, Sonny. 3 weeks. Magic was busy. Come on now. 3 weeks. Yeah, right. I mean, he had company.
I'm talking, you know who I'm talking about? The kind of guy I'm talking about is Andre Drummond.
Why did I want to say John Morant?
So, Andre Drummond has acknowledged that his past struggles with attitude and his lack of emphasis on being a good teammate and consistently giving maximum effort hurt him during his career.
Well, turn back some of the money then, Andre, if you really believe that.
That's the point.
I'm mad he said.
He cashes the check, and then he mails it in.
Right.
Okay. That's,
I just,
like, those are the guys I'm talking about.
And I would have defended him until he made that statement. He admitted it.
So that's,
turn the money.
So don't admit it.
No.
That's right. And that's, you're right. Like, and that's like, the rat on the table, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. A lot of them feel it. They just don't go admit it.
I'm being real here. We're both being real. Andrew Wiggins. Do you think there could be something going on in his life or has gone on to where we're unfair and we judge his lack of a motor, making him think that, so we could say and put the label on, he doesn't love the game. Pete Rose busted his ass. We knew he cared. Draymond Green, on the court, you can't say nothing. But just, if you're going to bring up Drummond, Andrew Wiggins, Donnie, is it fair we think he doesn't love the game?
Yes, it's fair that we think he doesn't love the game, because we've watched him play for 11 years. And we've seen him play a different way just one time for whatever reason, a four-month period.
That's incredible.
Like, again, I think Andrew Wiggins is a great guy. I think he's really cool.
I think he's a good player, too.
I just don't think he cares that much about basketball. And, like, to me, he's kind of, like, he's the living embodiment of what Scheffler's talking about. I got practice today. I'm going to go practice. I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to punch the clock.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a sauna after. And then, you know what? I'm going to get out of here today at 3:15 because I'm picking the kids up. I know I'm in a shooting slump, but I'm going to pick up the kids today. And I'm not saying that's wrong.
But you can be dedicated to your craft still compartmentalize being a dad and father.
Yeah.
A balance.
Right. And that's why, like, I think that's what a lot of athletes do. They compartmentalize winning and losing. So when they haven't won a title or they're losing, they're not able, that doesn't, like, bog down their lives like we think it does.
All right, so I'm about to bring up my favorite athlete of all time, one of them. Steiny, I believe Michael Jordan.
I mean, sure.
He would have a mental breakdown if he didn't win. Do you think that's fictitious or that's blown out of proportion to add to why we love Mike? He was a killer.
Right, and I think you can name those guys in
Bird
two
too.
Hands. Right, Bird, Magic, Jordan. I'll give them all that. All of them. Like, those guys are different. But we're talking about the cream of the crop. And here's the other thing. Like, who was I talking to? Was it Bill Walton back in the day?
Hersey Hawkins.
They were just talking about how if you can't be a great player without being a jerk. Like, you just can't.
Well, Steph Curry, line one. Bill,
but
rest in peace.
Well, but I also, we don't know what he does.
But my,
you know, in practice and stuff like that.
Oh, well, behind. But I think that's who cares?
That's the exception. Bird, I've heard, was a jerk. Obviously, we've heard Jordan's a jerk.
Barry Bonds
LeBron
was a
does
jerk.
His GM thing. Barry Bonds, you know, wasn't great.
He had his own place. Oh, my God, the recliner.
So, I think those guys are different.
That's interesting, man. I will not, whatever you do in life, YouTubers now. Remember, I go, who's Kai Kinnett? And I'm messing his name up. Some young kid, Steiny. He just videotapes himself living his life, and he's making millions. They call that an influencer. I want to throw this ball through the window. Like, where was that when I was coming up? Bottom line is, you can't hate you can't take it out on the new athlete because the money's where it's at. You got bum-ass actors that are nowhere near Denzel, De Niro, and guys like that, and they're making all the money in the world. It is what it is.
If you think Wiggins doesn't care,
read that one.
I need you to, okay, if you think Wiggins doesn't care, the kid played 6 to 7 years straight. You don't play that many years straight if you don't care. Again, for the 98th millionth time, it's not that he doesn't care. It's that he doesn't care enough.
But we judge his body mannerisms.
Thank you.
Is that fair? Everybody got to be Ric Flair. I'm asking you, Steiny.
No.
But you know fake hustle when you see it.
I mean, if you can sit here with a straight face and say that Wiggins cares as much about winning and losing as Steph or Draymond, I don't know what to tell you. So we do that now or on the other side? All right, here are the three clues for your chance to win a Warriors prize pack in the next segment. Here are your three clues. I was an all-star four times in my career, making it four seasons in a row from 2008 to 2011. Number two, I was born in Bellevue, Washington. Number three, I was the first pitcher in Major League history to win the Cy Young Award in each of my first two full seasons in the big leagues. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call. You're going to hear the blaring sounder, and at that point, call in to guess and try to win the Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. That is coming up on the other side.
And I got a name for you on the other side of a possible warrior, and I want you to tell me where he fits on your...
All right, Steiny here, and if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it's time to flip that metal switch, time to unwind, and when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka. That's N-U-E. New Vodka, American-made, award-winning, seven times distilled for that clean, crisp taste that you want in your go-to drink. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. Real quality with New. No fluff, no pretense. Just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. No velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors. Cucumber and citrus are absolute game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E, not my pick. It can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax mode, make the right call. Grab New Vodka in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find it near you.